Hey everybody, welcome to The Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 296, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 3, Race to the Rescue.
It aired February 20th, 1999, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Worth Keeter. He's back, baby! It's been a minute since we've seen the Keet. Actually, it hasn't. It's a... Never mind. It's been seven episodes, but it's been, what a long seven episodes. It's been since Mr. Keeter did an episode. If you're new here,
hanging with Mr. Keeter.
If you're new here, we're weirdly attached to some of the directors on Power Rangers.
One of us is. I can't keep them straight.
I just remember most of their names, and I try to associate that with episodes that they've done and whether or not I like them. And for the most part, I think the Keet skates by. We also pause the recording and we go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back and we talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Lost Galaxy is... It's new.
It's on.
It's new.
It's on Netflix. It's yeah, you can watch it.
You can do that. And you know what? You should.
Well, let's see. We've watched two episodes so far.
Yes.
Lost Galaxy seems cool.
It seems pretty cool. I'm a little confused at the structure of it because it's not like Power Rangers. They didn't do a morph call last time.
No.
We haven't seen any Zords yet.
No.
I don't know what's going on there. They got swords, though, pretty cool.
All of them got a sword.
So I'm pretty into sword fight season. If that's what it's going to be, I could be into that. Anyway, we're going to go watch Race to the Rescue right now.
Go, Galactic!
We're back, and we just watched Race to the Rescue, and I don't know if I should amend my you should watch it yet. I feel like you should still watch it. It's
still
early
it.
Yet.
Yeah.
There's some pretty bad acting.
Well, that's going to be consistent throughout.
But again, TJ also had some pretty bad acting, and he was Red Ranger as heck, so...
This is true.
I guess... You know what it is? You know what it is, Josh?
What is it?
The theme song's not good, and also... They're all new.
Yeah.
So I'm in this weird...
It's a new origin story.
We're in this weird, like...
And it's not like new Rangers taking over for the last
one.
It's a brand new starting over origin story.
Yeah, and we're in this weird dating phase where we're trying to figure out what they like and what we like about them and whether or not we work. So I guess that's where I am with... The Lost Galaxy Rangers. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So I say JakeandJosh.com is where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife. And if you want to leave us a rating review, that would be awesome. We haven't got any in a while, so you should maybe consider doing that if you would like. Please and thanks. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return, and it helps us out. You can support the show. And you do get early episodes, so whenever they are done early, they go up early. Sometimes they go up just when they go up. They don't get to Patreon first. That just depends on scheduling. Also, you get our Patreon-exclusive Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes, which we need to record one of soon.
Okay.
I don't know where we are, but we're hovering around the area. We've passed it, so we should do at least one of the two that we do every
right.
time. So, if you want to hear our thoughts about that weird USA Power Rangers sitcom.
Wait, was that on USA?
I think it was on USA.
That's crazy to me.
It's insane. That's on the American Gladiators Network.
That's on the Monday Night Raw channel.
Yep. Characters welcome.
Characters welcome, as long as they're all kind of the same.
You get all your favorite characters.
Like Royal Pains.
Royal Pains, or suits. I know you love the character Suits. I don't know. I could not tell you a single thing about Suits.
I bet.
I don't think anyone
I know
can.
One thing about Suits.
They're lawyers?
They wear suits.
Well, that's
I didn't even know they were lawyers.
I just am pretty sure they're lawyers. I miss Psych. Psych was a good show. Anyway, so it's Monday. I'm going to check to see if we have any emails, because I haven't. So first things first, we have a couple new patrons. Josh, are you ready?
Oh, yeah, we're keeping up with it, right?
Yeah, we're keeping up with it. That's right. I don't know if these first two people were on the printout that I did, but they're getting thanked again. First up is Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
And Ryan is also a patron.
Thank you, Ryan.
And so is Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
So these people went to patreon.com, so say Jake and Josh, and just donated a little bit to the show. We're going to try to keep up with it this year. So we keep good on at least one promise from the Patreon. Also, a couple people have edited their pledges up. So Jonathan, thank you for that. I guess one person has.
I wanted to check our reviews.
Yeah.
But they won't come up, so I can't.
Oh, okay. Well, bummer.
We have 50 ratings. I don't remember what we were at before.
I think we were at 50.
Okay, so we haven't gotten anything new then. I don't know why these won't load. I'll have to try it again some other time.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Guys. Get ready. We've got another Morphin Grid by the Numbers from Benny.
Oh, yeah.
This is for Power Rangers in Space, because he was keeping up the whole season. So it got done relatively shortly.
We got him quick.
We got him right out of the gate. And he said that they should all be during the hiatus from now on, since he's going with the new seasons.
Okay.
So I think he started this one like a little bit into In Space with the rest of them. So here is Morphin Grid by the Numbers. Oh, boy. So for reference, I scored episodes as... This is the season score. He gave the season's numbers. This is a new metric he is introducing every time he's adding more stuff. For reference, I scored episodes as bad, -1, neutral, 0, good, 1, and great, 2, and totaled the number. Now that we're adding In Space to our season comparison, I think it's important to show the total score of the seasons per episode. Okay? So wait.
He only did this for In Space, right?
Yes.
This episode... He did not go back and try to figure out what we said for all the other episodes from other seasons?
No, he did it for Zeo and Turbo, and he has not put it in the thing yet. And he hasn't done the first three, but I think that gets addressed down the line. Okay, so...
Benny, you are super dedicated.
Thank you so much.
I super appreciate that. That's awesome.
So, I'm a little confused as to what this means, but that's just me. I think it's episodes... Oh, man, that's not good. Okay, so, Zeo... I think this is like whether or not the episode was good, the score. So for Zeo, it got 36 out of 50. So 36 episodes out of 50 were good.
Okay.
Or
it got that many points, right? So if it was a bad episode, it was -1 point. If it was
okay, so the -1 and the 2 would even out to 1.
Yeah. So
that
would total
is still 50.
Okay.
That makes sense. I think. Benny, maybe you want to clarify this for us dummies. So 36 out of 50. There's 50 episodes in Zeo. I know that. So 36 out of 50. Were positive for a total of per episode 0.72.
Okay.
So
I don't know what that means.
So okay, so 1 is good.
Yes.
1 point is good. So
okay,
overall,
so the average for
Zeo,
the average episode is
0.72% good.
It's almost good.
Pretty good. for Turbo, 13 out of 45 for a 0.29.
That tracks.
Yeah.
At least it's still a positive number.
Well, yes. It's not very positive, but it is positive. And for In Space, it was 32 out of 43 for 0.74. So they were pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty close to Zeo. So he says, based off my interpretation of your feelings... which are just nebulous things at best. So good job.
Yeah.
it looks like In Space is just slightly favored over Zeo. We can't go back to older seasons to do the best, worst, and MVP, but we could decipher your feelings about each of the episodes in the seasons. If someone else wants to collaborate to create a definitive The Morphin Grid ranking by listening to the first three seasons, I'd be game. I ain't really listening to those episodes. However, don't blame you.
That is fair.
That's a fair way to do this. No Hatch received MVP this season. We did give 2 MVPs to Hats and Turbo. Yes. The only object at all this season was Joe Hunter giving it to the Dong balloon. Oh, what a... that was just a big old wing wing, huh? Oh, what an episode.
It was.
Though technically, TJ's abs won an MVP, I still gave it to the Ranger himself. They're good.
I think that takes something away from the abs, but I guess that's fine.
They're good abs, Benny. Ranger ranking. So to remind listeners, I recorded Jake, Josh, and their guests' best, worst, and MVPs in a database and assigned them point values. Best is +1, worst is -1, MVP is +2. Each Ranger's total score is calculated, and we have ranking of InSpace's Power Rangers. For this season, I also have other characters' scores to show in comparison to our 9 Rangers. Blue Centurion and Aqua Rangers got no points and aren't included. So, first up, the numbers are only for Power Rangers, but in between there are parentheticals of the other people.
Okay.
Okay. So, Elgar would be in last with a -2.
Okay.
Because he sucks.
Yes.
Phantom Ranger and Zane. Phantom Ranger showed up for a couple episodes. Zane was in a lot. Got -1 to put them in 8th place. Divatox got 1.
Nice.
For her total contribution this season. At number 6, tied is Adam and Justin, because they were both in it, but they were only in one episode. 3 total, so that's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
For only 2 episodes. Adele, Bulk, and Skull also got 3.
Okay.
So they're sitting there. At 5 is Carlos with 4 and Alpha, who also had 4.
Yeah.
Deka is at 6. Didn't expect Deka to be above Alpha.
I did not expect Deka to have positive numbers.
I feel like Deka did less negative and more value neutral stuff for most of the season, whereas Alpha was up and down a lot.
That's very true.
Andros is at number 4 with 8, also a Kliptor. Clippy also has 8, so him and Andros are tied for points. I feel like that's pretty fair.
I think so.
Darkonda is at 12.
Okay.
Okay, good job, Darkonda. Did not see that coming. Cassie is at 13 at number 3. At number 2 is TJ with 17.
Nice.
And at number 1 is Ashley, with 19.
Wow, she ran away with it.
And
19.
I'm going to do this. I'm just going to say it as written. Past Ashley is Mama Jamma Wig Slamma Queen of Fucking Evil Astronema with 24. He wrote putty sounds, but I swore to remind me to put putty sounds in there. With 24, Astronema is the best in the universe, and this is a definitive ranking of that. Here are some takeaways.
I don't think he probably didn't say on there, did Corone count?
I assume because they are the same person that they counted, but it doesn't say. Takeaways. Looking at Turbo, this ranking makes a lot of sense. Carlos is a non-entity for you two, just barely scoring above the one episode guest Rangers. Zane is tied with Trey for most worsts and couldn't dig himself out of the hole, but still managed to get 1 above the hated triplets, or 11 above, depending on the math. Andros also had several worsts that brought him down, but even without them, he'd still be behind Cassie, who, however much you two vocalize your love of her, didn't really rack up the MVPs and bests like our top 2 scoring Rangers. Ashley, in my mind, was the new Adam for you two, and it was nice to see her edge out that victory over TJ, even with him being declared archetype Ranger. We were down to the last episode, and I wasn't sure if it was going to be a tie or not for number 1. So that's
nice.
Pretty good. I think a lot of it is, like, in my memories, I do love Cassie. I love a lot of things that Cassie does, but like watching it again, like I just super love Ashley. Like I feel like the character is actually a lot better than what your memories give her credit for.
Yeah, and in space, I think Cassie is kind of a victim of circumstance in that she's not doing a lot.
She doesn't do a lot. Yeah. In Turbo, she had like a lot of stuff going on. She had a lot of like, there's like kind of a lot of Cassie episodes in Turbo. But yeah, and she got like 4.
Other than that, she was just another Ranger.
She was Pink Ranger.
Yeah.
But Ashley was like doing stuff and is really awesome a lot of the time. So pretty happy. I'm pretty happy that she won. He also says, my personal favorite of TJ's best is Bolt Cutter for cutting things. While Ashley's is nearly shooting Seymour. Those are both very good. I wish you would have just shot Seymour. I think that would have been a much better episode if we were taking care of that little monstrosity right away.
We could just have a regular space episode after it. We killed that weird space creature.
All right, let's go, I don't know, look for Zordon? What are we doing right now? However, this is all a sideshow to the victory that is Astronema. She even managed to topple Zio Cat for most points in a single season. You all admit to her being a default MVP, but she actually claimed that title only one more time than TJ or Ashley. She really steals the show with all of her confidently evil and strong best moments with just the crappy purple wig. Hey, guys, come on, Benny. It's a fine wig.
And look, it has a name. And it's pretty purple.
I was trying to avoid having to put another one in. And her black room acting being the sources of -0, really being the only sources. In honor of her victory, she gets to have a color in the database, usually reserved only for active rangers, being purple in tribute to that hideous wig.
And also, that's not a ranger color until Dino Charge.
Yeah.
So
I feel like there's like five purple rangers in Dino Charge. So there we go. Wondering if you're being, if knowing you're being observed will alter your behavior and corrupt my data, but that's a risk I'm willing to take.
No,
probably not. since I am now 100% caught up, Lost Galaxy will be ready for analysis during the hiatus before Lightspeed Rescue and continuing that format unless something in your production changes. Also glad to see my tweet campaign about how much time you have to sink in to this project is going according to my diabolical plan. Until next time, little idiots. Cheers. Benny. And Benny is on Twitter at BenActive, two N's, and Ben, BenActive. That's a very important part of the thing. Thank you so much, Benny. I love these.
They're great.
They're great. I can't wait until we're like 10 seasons in. And
we're getting close. What, this is season 7.
This is season 7, you're right. Well, he's only done three, so this will be the fourth one. So we're like 15 seasons in.
Okay.
And there's like 10 seasons of data. And then he can just start, like, stacking them up against each other. Like, with, right. the, with the season data being like, this is what you thought overall. You thought 29% of this season was good. which is, I guess, fair. Because Turbo kind of sucked a lot, even though I love it.
29% I think is a little high for me. But where it's the two of us that seems to even
I feel
out.
Like it's me bringing it up. I feel like it would be pretty low if not for me. Anyway, again, thank you again, Benny. I'm looking forward to Lost Galaxy's numbers because it's new people. And like I said, it's we're in kind of a weird space with them. So
yeah,
I think that'll be a real fun thing to take a look at, not having like plural seasons with the Rangers. We also got another email from Calvin. What a terrible Calvin. You're doing me dirty with this subject line. He says, I went double invisible. Buddy.
Well, we never received the email because Jake immediately deleted it.
I threw my phone.
So congratulations, your email is double invisible.
he says, hey, Jake and Josh, it's been a minute, well, longer than that, but I can explain. I actually went invisible while hiding from my finals, then tried to get visible again after they were over, but ended up going double invisible. that didn't make things worse. I got lost in space and somehow ended up in the Lost Galaxy, but I'm glad I found y'all just as you're coming in, and I'm ready to reboard the Morphin Grid podcast ship. Might take a bit for me to get back to being fully visible, but I'll work on it as the season goes. Hey, man, finals are important.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't mess with your real life to listen to
this
us.
Show? Yeah. here are some thoughts he had while listening to In Space. We're also recording this a little bit ahead, so he sent this while we're still on hiatus, but we are recording before the season starts, just so everyone knows where we are in the schedule. So, number one. Ham horns are one of my new favorite things about the show. Sorry, Josh. And his little heart emoji.
I'll take your emoji.
I've never wanted to watch... sorry, Josh, on the next one, too. I never wanted to watch The Boss Baby as much as I do now. Thanks, Josh. Heart emoji.
You're welcome. Seriously, watch it.
I haven't seen it yet. You and Latasha need to come over and watch it.
We do. We'll do a thing
at some point.
When Game of Thrones is over, we'll all just... keep getting together. We'll watch movies or whatever.
Yeah. The human versions of Psycho Rangers are actually the voice actors for them, which I thought was pretty awesome. Was a pretty awesome continuity thing. Yeah, I think we found that out from someone. I might have been. The human Psycho Rangers are their voice actors. Like, they are played by their voice actors.
Nice.
Which is pretty great. I think somebody on Twitter mentioned that, but I can't remember who. So, yeah. It's pretty neat. I do like that. So, like, they sound the same, which is nice.
Yeah.
A headcanon I have as to why there's actually no Silver Psycho Ranger. When Cyber Astronomo was creating the Psycho Rangers, deep in her subconscious, she still had feelings for Zane. She still had feels for Zane. So she didn't create a Silver Psycho to keep him alive. Therefore, after she destroyed Dark Spectre and the Space Rangers, she and Zane could live happily ever after as they ruled the universe in a very, I love you, but if you don't do as I say, I'll destroy you kind of relationship. That makes a lot of sense.
It does. I wish they had visited that Zane and Astronomo well again.
Yeah, while she was evil.
Or brought it up at any other point than the episode it was relevant.
Yeah, well, I mean, it kind of like dipped back and forth until she got Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And then at the end, there's like, look, they're holding hands.
Were they?
I don't know. They were next to each other. He says, the KO-35 shots of the Big Blue Pyramid surrounding areas are actually shot at California State University of Long Beach, which I've actually visited a few times and didn't realize until I was actually on the campus a couple years ago.
Nice.
So if we ever go to California for, like, Power MorphorCon, we have to do, like, a Power Ranger. We got to go see the command center.
Yeah.
We got to go see KO-35. We got to find that quarry. We got to go to Angel Grove High School, which I think might be the same high school as Buffy's high school, but I'm not 100% sure on that. Like, the outside of it anyway.
Oh, okay.
Which I know where that is, so. The problem is, we are adult men and it's a high school, so we'd have to go during the summer and just be like, oh, there it is, and then
right,
not show up when there's children there, because that's like kind of a no-go. And he says, as I was floating through space, I started watching Uchu, U-C-H-U-U, with a pronunciation guide of Uchu, so I got it right.
Okay,
Sentai Kaiju Ranger, which is actually a space-themed Sentai that starts off with 9 Rangers within the first 4 episodes and eventually gets up to 12 by the halfway point. It's most likely going to get adapted after Ninja Steel, since Saban worked directly with Toei to design and create the Kaiju Rangers.
Oh.
That's the Zodiac one, I think.
Oh, okay. I think I had heard that Saban, like,
I had
was working with them kind of on it.
That's pretty awesome. Hopefully.
Hopefully that means that's going to be one of the best
seasons, that should
seasons,
be a good
right?
season. Yeah, hopefully.
They don't have to adapt anything weird because they worked with them specifically to avoid that situation.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, let's find out. Only one way to find out.
I am excited for that one because they all look pretty sweet.
I guess that means they're skipping the one, the Zuhir. Or they might do that and then
what's
do.
That one?
That's the Minecraft.
Oh, where they're all animal people?
Yeah, they're animal people, but the Zords are all Minecraft pixel boys.
Yeah, they're probably skipping that one. I'm salty that they skipped the trains. I kind of want that.
I understand why they skipped the trains, but then when Ross Butler explained what the trains... It was either Ross or Corbin. They explained what the train season was. I was like, that sounds awesome. Why did we skip the trains? I mean, their Zords sucked. But other than that, it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then a lot of them are apparently showing up in Ninja Steel, like a lot of train ranger monsters, Power Ranger monsters are showing up there. Just a few things when I get to Lost Galaxy. One, I miss Skull, sad face, but they wrote him off by having Skull do a very Skull thing. Correct. Terra Venture is basically an all-inclusive space cruise. I hadn't thought about it that way, and that makes a lot of sense. Because it doesn't make any sense otherwise, especially after this. That's just how I'm going to refer to Terra Venture now. It's just an all-inclusive space cruise. Terra Venture soldier armor is repurposed from Starship Troopers. I knew it! A movie which I am too young to have ever seen. Oh, my bones, Calvin! No!
Oh, my bones have turned to dust so many times that it just can't happen anymore.
No,
but...
my bones! Oh, no. TLDR, space is cold. I want to go on a space cruise. Keep up the ham horn and Boss Baby references early. Calvin, Lost Space Galaxy, Castaway. Thank you very much for the email, Calvin. Glad you're back. Hope finals went good for you, because I'm bad at school, so I hope you're doing good at it. Anyway, now that we've done all that stuff, do you want to get into the episode?
I do.
I feel like this is not like a... I have a lot of notes, but I don't think it's a super dense episode.
Every time you say that, Jake.
I know. I curse myself to an hour and 10-minute edit. Anyway, we start off with the buggies. They got King Kong chained up in a cage, and he don't like it, and he's banging on the doors.
He's mad.
And he's like... moving stuff. You know what it is? It's probably just Braun Strowman in there, and he's like, I'm going to get out one way or the other.
They got your best friend!
Look, they won't hold him for long. They're lucky that Hell in a Cell is a SmackDown pay-per-view, because it wouldn't matter.
He could just lift
it up. He'd pick it up and toss it on Brock Lesnar. King Kong doesn't like that, and he's struggling. We don't know what's in here. I'm assuming it's King Kong.
As of right now, it's a pair of red eyes.
Yeah, it's probably just King Kong in there. Then we kind of pan back, and there are 5 big crates, not just one. So they got King Kong, they got Godzilla, they got Mothra.
Gamera.
And the one with all the heads.
King Ghidorah.
Ghidorah.
G-H-I-D-O-R-A. I'm pretty sure that's
Ghidorah.
Maybe the G is silent and it's Hidorah.
2 of them are definitely good guys.
Maybe it's the GH from Enough and it's Fedora.
M'lady. That was the worst.
That's the tip three.
Three hats. Look, I'm not saying someone should draw that. But if you're not busy. I was gonna do a whole thing, but we're not gonna beat that. We cut to Terra Venture, where Maya and Leo are walking around. I think Leo's watering a plant.
He is doing some landscaping.
He touches a plant at one point.
He's still a stowaway.
So is Maya.
And so is Maya.
Except she has a clipboard and she's hitting buttons on it because it's a space clipboard.
I bet Kendricks probably spoke up for him and was like, oh, it got their tickets got damaged.
No tickets. They had tickets. But, oh, you know what happened? I saw their tickets and they fell out the window before we left. Wouldn't you know it? Let's get her a new outfit. It will still look like a Miranoi cavewoman outfit. That
but
apparently
it's like a little fancier and with brown go-go boots.
Yeah, it's like she went to the Terra Venture Primitives and they had a sale on cave lady dresses that were also high fashion. She hears something in trouble. That thing is the five Kings Kong on on wherever that was, somewhere.
It's a planet.
We'll find out. I thought it was on Terra Venture.
Dude, I don't think we get a name or anything. It's just on that planet.
They're on that planet. Oh, it's that planet. We got the theme song, which I'm still not a fan of. It's a lot
I think I figured it out. I don't like the first song of the theme song, but I really like the second one. And since that's like the last half, that's why I'm like, this is a good song.
Is that from the whoa?
Everything after the whoa, whoa.
Okay.
Yep.
I can see that. The first part starts and stops a lot, and then they do that thing at the end that I hate that I'm not
going
to. That
doesn't bother me.
Not going to keep talking about.
It's a nice bookend.
I don't think it is. So anyway, we come back and they are like running to the Astromega ship. Forgot what it's called. The Astromega ship museum. And Damon pulls up in what looks like a smart car, but is a golf cart.
It's a smart car. There's no doors and like there's no back hatch. Instead, it's just open like a golf cart. But it's definitely the design of a smart car.
It's a little baby sneaker.
And that is all of the cars on Terra Venture.
Little smart carts.
So nobody has to go grocery shopping ever on this luxury space cruise.
Yeah.
Because there's nowhere to put your groceries in a smart car.
No. Oh, you can go, but you have to go alone. You can only buy two bags.
Two bags worth.
One on the floor, one in the seat, and hope it doesn't fall out. You better buckle that one in the seat up.
Is their ticket? Calvin described it as all-inclusive.
Yes.
But do they still have to pay for food and everything?
How would they make money?
They all also must have a job, but then, like, okay, so
this has got to be a space cruise. Nothing else makes sense.
So Terra Venture has to have its own economy or is funded by Angel Grove.
Nisada?
Nisada.
Maybe? I mean, Nisada did get one of its rockets stolen and blown up last season. That probably set it back a little bit.
That's true.
They're like, all right, regular rockets are out. We're never going to keep one of those. They keep getting stolen. We're just going to make a space cruise. It's going to be fine. So Damon says something. I didn't hear what he said because we were like, is that a smart car? And we were talking about that for a second, so I didn't hear what he was talking about. We get to the Astromega ship, and I think he's basically saying, like, it's not flight worthy, even though we did see it fly in space a lot last episode.
I think he said he had to get some systems ready.
He's
got to
charge a hyperdrive, maybe.
I don't think he said it can't fly, because obviously it can. And then Kai and Kendricks come on a monitor, and they're like, no, there's procedures.
You can't just take the museum.
And then Leo just shuts him off.
He's like, oh, you're breaking up. And he hits a button that causes static to happen. But like, only when he presses it, he's like, shh, sorry, shh, you're static, shh, you break, shh.
What a weird function to program into your space computer.
What was that button doing before? Unless someone put it there being like, this is if you have to pretend the call is breaking up.
It's a video call, so you can't just make the noise with your mouth.
Right, you have to fake it, yeah. Kai's just being kind of a butt, but, like, he's got some points. And Kendricks agrees with him, and so that's why I'm like, he does have some points, because, like, I'm on Kendricks' team.
Yeah, I don't care about Kai, but if Kendrick says it, she's right.
Yeah, she's probably right. So then they just take off, and they're flying, and they're in space, and Maya is... Apparently, she's from the Andromeda Galaxy. We thought she was from Mirinoi, guys. This is breaking information. She's from the Andromeda Galaxy.
Well, Mirinoi must be a planet in the Andromeda Galaxy.
It must be. The
right?
only reason that makes sense is because of space cases. That's right. There was a character from the Andromeda Galaxy who had super hearing. His name was Raoul.
Raoul, but a space version.
Yeah, like space Raoul. And so he could hear very good.
He had the big ears.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they were like swirly.
Yeah, yeah.
Which made better sounds. And hers are really great because they just look like regular people ears, but also can hear sound through the vacuum of fucking space.
But it's not like super hearing. It's like she can hear trouble from anywhere in the universe.
She feels emotions of King Kong's through her ears.
Through hearing them.
She has synesthesia.
Multiple thousands of light years
She's
away.
She's like, oh, they're on that planet. You know, the one out in space.
That red one out the window.
That
That's
I
where
heard them from. She has very specific empathic synesthesia. So she feels it, but with her ears.
You know what they could have done? Had a viewing globe.
Had her just like have a feeling instead of specifically point to her ears.
If we can just jump back to they're doing a lot of like structural things that aren't Power Rangers.
Yeah,
there's no mentor. There's
no. So they're flying blind.
Yeah, there's no like.
Is Alpha the mentor?
I think the megaship might be like the command center, like the home base. And Alpha is still Alpha, but there's no mentor. And so, like, to get around all this weird stuff, they just will throw an image on the viewing screen for no reason in the megaship. Or
they do
Maya
that later,
will hear
it's
it
weird.
From another galaxy because she can do that, I guess?
Yeah. Are Mirinoi's magic?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I needed, I guess. So they get to the planet. Leo is tracking it. He's like, yeah, hold on. I'm trying to get a signal of like whaling or whatever. She's like, it's this way. And they're like, how did she know? Like, Damon's like, how did she know that? It's like,
Damon's compass is, I guess, directed towards sad noises.
Yeah, he's trying to pick up moans. And she just heard them regular style. When they're on the planet, I can see that. But like any other time, it just doesn't make any sense. So then we cut to... maybe the weirdest thing. There's a monster and he's like blue. You looked it up.
I'm assuming I didn't get like picture confirmation or anything, but there was a credit for a character named Brunt. And this is the only character I think that could be.
So Brunt is a Zeo reject.
He's like a Machine Empire gorilla.
But he has, like, a little crown, so he's, like, a Machine Empire Earl.
Yeah. The
Earl Brunt.
Earl Brunt of the gorillas.
Yeah, the gorilla machines. If I don't know how their planets work.
Empire?
No, the whole thing is the Empire.
Right.
The gorilla kingdom.
Yes.
The machine gorillas.
He is the King Kong.
Yep. He's the King Kong around these parts. And he's like, hey, you buggies, tie down the chains real good.
I was going to look up because first of all, I don't know the name of the Sentai that this is adapted from yet.
I don't either.
I thought when we got the first shot of the buggies holding down the giant metal crates with big chains.
Yep.
I was going to look up if they were the mooks from that Sentai. But I never actually got around to doing
that. We also never see them in the Sentai footage, so I don't know. They look like they might be, but they also are just American looking enough. Yeah. They might be American. He is like, yeah, if you do this, I'll get promoted to general. And then the Power Rangers are going to mess up his plans. But don't worry, because something weird happens with him. So we cut over to them, and they're like, all right, there it is. Maya's like, I'm going to distract him. You guys go free the King Kongs.
Damon is like, those are really big boxes, though.
Yeah, what if they don't like us? And she's like, gotta go, and she leaves. So then she is in a tree, and she's like, hey, idiot. And he's like, don't call me that. And she's like, come catch me, and runs away. And he's like, I'm just dumb enough to fall for this.
Yep. She swings away on a vine, and she lands perfectly running on the ground.
Yeah, it's very slick.
Which is very,
very
impressive
slick
for those go-go boots that she has on.
So she's running, and then Damon and Leo, like, jump in, and they start, like, planting bombs, I think, on...
I don't remember what Leo was doing, but there was like a keypad that Damon was trying to open the doors.
I thought it was a bomb. That's what I thought he was playing. And then another Maya shows back up, and another monster attacks, and Brunt's gone forever.
He does come back at the end.
Did he? I didn't see him.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. You might. It's for like 1 second.
Okay.
Scorpius yells at him and then brings Furio in.
I thought that was the other guy.
No, that was Brunt.
So I didn't see him again. So I thought he just ran into the woods and just died out there like a bear.
He's still running. He's still out there looking. He's going to find the couple
putties.
I'm going
to get this promotion.
From season one.
So then...
How did we get on another planet?
So then another monster jumps in, and I'm going to call him Tentacle Elvis. His name is Radster.
Yeah.
We did have to look that up.
He's a rad lobster. I thought he said redster, so I almost heard it right.
I heard robster, and I don't know how I got that. That's just my brain making stuff up.
I just don't see how an Elvis lobster is radster. When I hear the word rad, Elvis is
You don't think of Elvis. You think of Tony Hawk.
Yeah, sure.
The raddest dude.
The raddest that there is.
Look, 1999, skateboarding was rad as hell, yo.
That's true. There was a whole cartoon show about rad kids.
Was there?
Rocket Power. Maybe not 99. I don't know what year that was.
It was around then. It might have been 2000, 2001. Yeah. Radster is like, yeah, I'm shooting them in their fight. We'll find out later that he has like a literal shotgun. It's weird to see a monster with just a straight up gun. but that's later. Right now they morph for real. They do the Go Galactic. So Damon and Maya and Leo morph, and they're like, all right, we're ready to fight. And they do like a little tiny fight, and then Kai and Kendrick jump in somehow.
Yeah, already morphed. They're just like, here we are. So,
how'd you get here?
When they came up on the monitor in the cockpit of the Astro Megaship Museum, were they in the megaship?
No.
Slash, do these five now own and live in the megaship?
Well, here's the thing, Maya and Leo are unaccounted for.
And also, it's super weird that they're using the megaship, right?
I feel like they had the set, and they didn't want to make a new command center, so they're just using the old one.
But they don't have the old shuttle, so they can't put the head on the Megazord.
Exactly. For some reason. So, Kai and Kendrick just teleport in, literally from nowhere.
They just jump in a fighting
already
position,
already more afraid to fight, and Kai's like, hey, and Kendrick is like, glad we're here now, and then they draw their swords and they do a big sword fight, and it's pretty good, but there's a weird thing with it, because we gotta do a lot of weird stuff, is that they do this like round robin of like encouraging each other to cut a chain. Maya's like, we gotta cut these chains, and Leo's like, yeah, you go first, like it's Blue's Clues. And I just don't know what's going on right now. So they do all the cutting, and then the doors open up, and it's big animals.
Now, when when the chains get cut is when the doors open. However, these big chains are attached to the top of the corners of the crates, not to the door. Like, they're not holding the doors shut.
There was some footage, and I don't think it was Sentai footage. I think it was American footage, of it, like, looped through one of the windows.
Okay. That's not there when they cut the chain.
So no one steals it, I guess. Chain these big 10-story boxes to the ground.
To a bike rack. No one's going to walk away with these giant crates with a rack attached.
Take off
to
the
them.
Front tire just to be safe. So they're big old animals. There's a big lion and a big gorilla and a big kitty cat with sphinx ears, maybe.
That's the weirdest one to me.
And a big wolf that might might not be a wolf or pretty howl. So
it does howl when it comes out.
And then a big dragon.
A big dragon, but like with a beak.
It's like a beaked dragon. And I know from watching the show that he's the Condor Ranger. And this is a condor.
That's not what a condor looks like.
Condor's just a bird.
A condor is not a giant, muscly dragon.
A muscly, plated, beaked dragon.
And I don't know what the heck the Pink Ranger one is, but it freaks
sphinx.
Me out.
It's got to be a sphinx.
It looks like, I can't remember, it's like a Bloopit. Is that what that weird little blue thing in Breath of the Wild is?
Bloopy.
Yeah. It looks kind of like a pink Bloopy
little
with its
bit.
Ears and stuff, but it's the ears. Only one with fur, like it's fuzzy.
It's fuzzy. The yellow one, the wolf is leathery and got some fuzz on it a little bit. And then the gorilla is like big leathery, and then the condor, the big dragon, the beaky dragon is like leathery with scales that are like plates. And then the lion's made out of rocks.
Yep.
That
lion rocks, man.
Is it Gowranger? I don't think it's Gowranger. I think it's Wild Force. I cannot remember what it is.
I'm going to look it up.
It seems pretty weird, and I'm very interested to see the Sentai. I just can't remember what it is. Oh, Genki Ranger. Genji Ranger? Gang.
Oh, okay. It is based on the Japanese Super Sentai television series. I'm going to butcher this first part. Saiju?
Sure.
S-E-I-J-U-U.
I think it's Seiju.
U-U. Seiju Sentai.
Seiju.
Gingaman.
Gingaman.
That's
the
next
one
that Super Sentai Brothers is doing, I think. Isn't it?
No, that's what they're doing is O-Ranger.
Where did I read about Gingaman recently?
The DVDs just came out or are coming out soon.
Okay, that might be
it. So that might be it. I'm looking forward to that. Just
to
see what's up.
They look like some Gingaman.
They look pretty Gingaman-y. I'm hoping that it's better than Lost Galaxy because the setup's just real weird so far. Anyway, we cut to the Yerk mothership that's flying through space. Scorpio Malfoy is there and he shoots Radster because he hates him. And he's like, Furio, come in here. And he's like, go kill Terra Venture. Give me those Quasar Sabers. I need them. And he's like, will do. So then they attack. The ship gets all up there, and it looks like it shoots lasers at the dome, but it's just Furio, which is, in my notes at least once, Rufio. I don't know how that happened.
Bangarang.
Bangarang, man. and then the other one is Radster, and they teleport down, but it definitely looks like they're just shooting a big old hole in the dome, and that'd be a very effective way to stop Terra Venture from
you
being a thing.
You would win if you did that.
Pretty much, yeah.
Someone should tell Scorpius that. Maybe he can be efficient.
Well, we'll see how long he lasts, because he's not in the credits, but Trakina is, and we haven't seen her yet. Stay tuned. So there's like an announcement like, hey, monster attacking. Everybody get inside. It's getting weird out there. There's an alien ship coming in. Then the monster attack. Radster shoots his gun at a building and it blows up.
Yep.
Like he's little still.
Yeah. And at first you're like, is that what happened? You're not sure. You're like, maybe he shot his gun and then they cut to a building in like a weird way. But later he will blow up multiple buildings.
Yeah.
Like that's what his gun can do.
Yeah. His gun is a building destroyer. That's real bad.
Yeah, is there a constructions crew on Terra Venture? Can they rebuild these skyscrapers? Because they're going to keep being knocked down throughout the season.
Like, you have to build them back up using only what has fallen down because
yeah.
You can't get new stuff.
Like, you had a certain amount of space allocated to the people you allowed on your cruise.
Yeah.
And, like, five buildings just got
it's
blown
so
up
weird.
By this Elvis lobster.
Man, it's probably a bad day. I bet you didn't see that coming when you decided you were going to go live among the stars. Then the army shows up. All the Starship Troopers show up, and they are like, all right, ready, fire. And they start shooting guns. And it's really kind of weird to see, like, a regular army with laser guns shooting at monsters, especially because it's not effective at all, which kind of bites. We come back to the Astro Mega ship, and they're a ways out because they're like, how long until we get back? They're like, oh, it's going to be a minute. And then the Google Hangout pops up of the monsters attacking downtown.
It just shows them attacking.
Yeah.
Like, but that's okay because they have a hyperdrive so they can just get there if they need to.
Yeah. I like that Damon's the pilot because he knows the best.
Yeah. Kai and Leo both try to like move the ship faster and then
Damon's like, get out of my way right now.
They start like nosediving it. And Damon's
like, we can't talk about how that works in space.
Please leave this alone.
He's like, please stand in the corner. Do not touch anything. So then we cut to Radster, who they've decided that guns don't work. Just tackle him. Just run up there, give him a big old hug, try to get him to the ground. Only one at a time, though.
Yeah,
please.
Well, obviously.
So one guy comes up.
The law of mooks works on both sides.
That's true. And so he grabs Ratzer by the waist. Ratzer grabs him by the noggin, flips him over, and then stomps on his neck. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to step on this dude. Wow, wow, wow. Elvis noises. I don't think this is the voice of... this is not the same guy that did the voice of Edamon in Digimon, who is an Elvis monkey. But they should have just got that guy. Or, nope, that came out after this. Never mind.
They still should have got that guy. They should have got him first.
They should have got him first. Because he did a pretty all right job. He was having fun with it. This guy is not good. So then Rangers show up. And Furio leaves. He's like, hey, you got this? See you later. And dips.
Yeah, the Rangers teleport in. So Raster stops stomping on the man.
Yep.
And then Furio's like, get their Quasar Sabers. I'm going to leave it to you.
This is your job now. So he leaves.
What a weird thing.
Kendrix is like telling them to like clear the area so they can fight. And then we finally cut to some Sentai footage of a Power Ranger. It hasn't happened yet. But it finally did, and I'm glad. I missed that weird look.
Yeah.
I just love how it looks a little weird. It's very nice and calming. So he fights Ratster in, like, an alleyway. Leo flips him by his face. Like, he goes to hit Leo, and Leo's, like, just pie-faces him and flips him over.
I like to think he just grabbed his pompadour.
His pompadour?
But I think he was just, like, his nose.
Yeah. Or what his where his nose ought to be
deep in those nostrils.
Yeah,
just hold him over
like a bowling ball. then he like shoots at Leo, but Leo flips out of the way, pulls out his sword, and does that like Quasar Saber attack. Or he also breathes fire.
He shoots fire out of his hands.
He shoots a fireball at some point.
He just says like fire blast and just shoots fire at him.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I hope the others each have attacks like that too. We'll see. So then he does the thing, and he doesn't kill him. He falls down. He's like, ugh. And it looks like he's dead. And he's like, nope, just kidding. And he gets up and he takes some grow drugs.
He has a drink of green drink.
Yeah, he drinks some green drink. And you guys know Alice in Wonderland. There's the eat me, drink me. And that makes her grow or shrink. Alice in Wonderland is kind of about drugs.
Yes. It's not kind of about drugs.
The Disney one is only kind of about drugs. The actual story is super duper about drugs. But yeah, it's basically like a drink me potion. I think that made her shrink, but it makes him grow. And so he's big. He's like, now I'm going to stomp on you. Oh, and he starts stomping. And they're like, what are we going to do? Oh, let's attack him with our swords. So they jump up in the air and go to slash him. Well, Leo does anyway. And he just gets swatted out of the way. For his trouble.
At least he tried.
He did try.
They don't have Zords. Like, we've met the Galactabeasts, right? They rescued
them. We don't
have
their name yet, but that's what they are.
Yeah, and so they met them, and they were like, thank you for rescuing us, because Maya also understands them.
Yeah, she's like, they're going to leave now, and they'll come back,
yeah,
and they'll return the favor someday.
They'll return the favor someday.
So
but
they leave.
As far as they have no way to fight a giant.
Also, they teleported away. They were on another planet when that happened.
Yes.
So we don't know where they went. Here they are. The big animals are back. and they block like a shot, I think.
It's really weird because Radster is like stomping at the Rangers. And then a bunch of like what looks like missiles come down and like blow up around him. And I guess that's just energy from the Galactabeast showing up?
I think so.
Because then we see them, and I think Maya yells, hey, the Galactabeasts are here.
Yeah, I don't know where she got this name. Maybe they told her.
Or maybe she was just like, I'm just going to call them this.
Let's see if it sticks.
These dumb earthlings aren't going to know
that
I named them this.
Yeah, I named them, but like if I say it with enough confidence. Or it's like a morphitudinal thing where she's like, I'm just going to try it. I'm just going to see if it works. And this time it worked. Morphitudinal did not.
No.
So they're all dirty now. I guess when they teleported away, they went underground.
It's like they came up out of the ground.
Yeah, well, the lion stomps and breaks some road, so that's inconsiderate, but like he doesn't know. He's a big lion monster. And then they all shake dirt off of themselves, and it's a little weird. I also, in my notes, I wrote, what are they? Like, Because we're not 100%. One's a gorilla, one's a lion.
They are...
The rest are indeterminate species.
Yeah, they are for sure, like, living creatures.
Yeah.
So, which is so bizarre. Where's the cockpit in a lion?
Yeah, well, like, here's where it is, because the lion's like, hey, I'm going to fight you, lobster boy. I'm going to eat lobster tonight. Like, I'm in Maine. It's going to be great. And he's like, well, I'm going to shoot you with my gun then. And Maya said, like, he says something. He, like, roars. And they're like, what did he say? Maya's like, she wants you to join Power. And Leo goes, who, me? Leo,
You're all color coded.
Your helmet is his face.
Like, exactly his face.
Just get up on there. What are you doing? So he's like, okay. And he jumps up on there. And then they start, like, moving. They don't really do anything yet. And we got the Daemon who's like, yeah, Leo, give him one for me. Come on, guys. Don't you want one,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, what about you guys? And they all say yes, because they also want one from Leo.
Yeah, they want Leo to do all of them for it. I don't know. I don't know what this is. Oh, it's just, what are you going to do? Then we get shotgun laser versus lion breath, the final showdown. Lion breath is also fire. I feel like that's pretty important to point out.
It's like a fire cyclone.
Yeah, and it's just a literal shotgun that shoots a big laser.
Yep.
Shotgun loses to lion breath. Radster dies.
Yeah, he dies in that way. Like, he starts to get blown apart by the force of the fire before he explodes. Like,
yeah,
pieces are falling off of him, and it's pretty brutal.
It's pretty nasty. I like it. If this is a season where, like, they rip the monsters apart, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, this season so far has been pretty brutal. They killed a handsome man.
They did.
The monsters get ripped to shreds before they blow up.
They turned all of the people on a planet to stone.
Yep, a whole planet.
The whole planet, too. Yeah,
everything
organic.
But the sky is stone.
So then we cut back to the Yerk mothership. I'm going to find a name for it eventually, but that just reminds me of
Animorphs.
They haven't named
it yet. It's not like the Scorpion Fortress or something.
Scorpicus is there, and he's like, man, I'm so mad right now. And Rufio walks in, and he's like, hey, don't worry. We'll get him.
It's either here, or maybe it is the one earlier where you thought it was Radster, that he just blasts Brunt.
I thought
and he's like, you are a failure. Get out of my face and bring me Furio.
I think that might have been it, because I thought it was Radster, but maybe it was Brunt, and sorry.
Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe it was Radster. I don't know. I don't know why he would shoot Radster and then send him on a mission,
in which case, where's Brunt? What happened?
I'm pretty sure that he got shot.
That makes the most sense.
Yeah,
so,
and he doesn't die, because he runs away.
Yeah, so
I
like,
guess he's just like, if Scorpius is in command, and then Furio is his, like, go to henchman, and then like Brunt is Porto.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to get that promotion.
Yeah.
But then he ran away in the woods, and that's not leadership material.
Or maybe Brunt's the Elgar, and Furio is Porto, and then Trakina is Rygar.
Well, here's the thing. Turns out this horrible, ugly scorpion larva monster.
He's just Jabba the Hutt, but a scorpion kind of too.
Yeah.
He's just a blob of bug stuff.
He's got like a little bit of a predator mouth going on.
I think he's got mandibles and big bug eyes, but like his head is open and slimy.
And he's all like,
and he's also
bulbous.
He's also just a blob.
He's just a big blob. And like, he's got a wicked hot daughter though.
He's got a half bug, half human daughter.
Who is just a stone cold fox. And I don't like the family tree that I'm picturing here.
No!
I just don't like it. And she's like, oh, I think you found your general, Dad. It's Furio, who seems like the general anyway. I don't know. And then we cut back to the Astro Mega ship, where Leo has cards spread out. He's like, if I find the queen, you got to do dishes for the week. And he pulls out like a seven of diamonds. The queen of hearts pulls out a seven of diamonds. Dame's like, that's not it. And we cut over to Maya looking out the window. I don't know where they are. Are they
in
space?
They're in the megaship.
I know they're in the megaship, but are they in space?
They must be.
I don't know.
Because she's not looking out at Terra Venture. She's looking out at stars.
Yeah, so They must just be like bumming around space. And Kenner's like,
I wonder who the Power Rangers could be.
Like, oh yeah, you can have the flying ship museum. That's fine.
To be fair, there is no guy or there's no person to tell them you can't tell people who you are.
Right. They don't know the rules.
So they're just like, we'll just take this giant ship and we'll fly wherever there's
now
trouble.
Now that they got big animal friends, they just start escalating fights like crazy. Just, hey, get your big old beaky dragon to eat this boy up.
I would love one episode just where a monster comes down and the lion just eats it immediately.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. So she's like, oh, I miss Miranoi. I don't know, wonder if we'll ever see it again. And Kenner's just like,
I mean, we could go see it. It's just a rock right now.
It's like pretty much like a statue garden. It kind of sucks over there.
Also, you probably can't land on it because then it will turn you into
stone.
Yeah,
we don't know
maybe
if it's over or not. And also, we don't know where it is. So then we come back to Damon, and Leo's like, it's got to be this one then. And he's like, nope, that's not it either. You couldn't find the Queen of Hearts if it was standing right in front of you. And then both the girls walk up. Symbolism. Love triangles. What will be the ship this season? Very curious to find out.
Kendrio. Leondrix.
I think Mio could work too.
Kaya.
Kaya's probably the best. Well, is that with Kai or was that Kendrix?
That's with Kai.
No, I don't like that at all.
Kenya would be Kendrix.
I like
and
Kenya.
Maya.
Kenya could work out. They seem like they would have some fun.
Yeah. Kydrix is not. There's nothing there, Kai.
Kai seems like he wants her to be something. And Damon's like, Damon's cool out here, you know?
Yeah.
Damon's like, I got a ship to fix, man. Like, I'll do some work while you guys are all making eyes at each other. But Leah's like, oh. And then he pulls the Queen of Hearts out of Damon's pocket. And I think he put it there because Damon looks surprised too.
I don't know. Was that a magic trick or was he like, you hit it? And then Damon is just like, no, what?
I think it was a sleight of hand because we did see that earlier in the last couple episodes, in the first episode, him doing sleight of hand stuff.
Right.
And I don't think Damon is the kind who'd be like, I'm going to cheat.
I don't think so.
He doesn't
either.
Seem like a cheat.
Leo would. I don't think Damon would.
Yeah, no. So he's like, you got to do dishes for a week. Ah. And then him and Kai like go into the kitchen.
So here's what I think Leo did. Because he knew, he was like, I'm going to tell Damon that if I can fight the queen, that he has to do the dishes. He knew this ahead of time.
I'll have to do the dishes tonight. And then so he's like, oh, double or nothing.
He takes the queen out of the deck and just hides it in a pocket or something.
Yeah.
He replaces it with a joker in case Damon counts from the back.
Right, sure.
That is like, oh, I got it. But he had it the whole time.
Yeah. Pranks.
Jokester.
So then Kai pulls him off the side and is like, hey, sorry I told you not to do the thing that you did because we found the Galactabees. And that was really great. Buy the toys, please. That's really it. He apologized, but it felt like he apologized for nothing.
Yeah, and then he, being Leo, challenges Kai to a card game, like a game of cards.
Yeah.
There's a million card games. I guess just pick one.
Yeah.
I hope they both pick the same one.
I think they started playing Go Fish, to be honest with you.
Well, because Kai is like, no. He's like, yeah, you need to be taught a card lesson.
Yeah, maybe I can teach you card lessons. And then, like, Kendrick is like, I'm leaving. And as she's walking away, it, like, does that, like, slow frame drop. And they're like,
I missed that little sign-off jingle.
Me too. I also missed the bloops. There's no bloops at the end.
It's just the Zord sequence, which we haven't seen yet.
Spoilers, Power Rangers! Anyway, Josh, you started.
I did.
So I get to pick the first best. I'm going to say the best is the Galactabeasts. I think they look very awesome.
I'm not too sold on the Galactabeasts.
I like that they're organic. I know they become Zords later. And I don't know how or why.
Look, if I'm being honest, from what I have seen, I don't know if Lost Galaxy knows how or why either.
I think they just do, and they're like, cool.
I think they just have a robot form that they can take.
I guess. I like that they're big Godzillas and King
like
Kongs.
That.
Like, I like that. That's my best. What's yours?
My best is that Leo has fire powers, and I hope we get to see more magic from the Power Rangers.
That's pretty awesome, too. I hope they all get an element or a thing they can do. What's the worst?
Maya's plot convenient hearing.
Yeah, that's mine too. It's like specifically that you can hear through space, like through the vacuum of space where sound doesn't travel. That's like whatever. That's like some nerdy physics crap to like, oh, it's a kid show for dumb babies. Yeah. But like, how? Also, how? And then who's the MVP? Oh, wait, you start, so I get to pick the MVP. Well, first, anyway. I do kind of want to give it to Maya still, even though she...
I really don't.
I liked her swinging from the trees. I feel like she was very good. That was a real slick landing, but I don't know if that's MVP worthy.
No.
Damon. I'm going to give it to Damon.
I was going
to
give it to Damon, too. Yeah. I think he did the most work this episode.
Yeah, he got the ship there and back in record time. He got to drive a little smart car around.
Good for him.
And his galactic buddy is a big old dragon. So that's pretty neat. Good job, Damon, on your MVP award.
Galactic buddy, I love
that. That's what I'm going to call him for the rest of the show now. Anyway, that's going to do it for us for today. We will see you on Friday for, I think the episode was called Rookie Red.
Rookie in Red?
Rookie in Red. So, Leo's getting caught, if I had to guess. We'll see you next time. Until then, may the power protect you. I look forward to Zio. I'm hoping. Now, I said Zio and I meant Lost Galaxy. Good job, Jake. Let me try that again.